I have been waiting so long to say this. Welcome to the Total Bellas After Party on AfterBuzz TV. It is time to Bellabrate. Stay tuned. You're
tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yay!
Upbeat new theme.
Let's hear it. Yes, everybody, hello, and welcome to the Total Bellas After Party, because that's what I've decided to call it. This is covering episode 1, season 1, Cena House Rules. As I said, we have been waiting for this spinoff since I feel like the first episode of Total Divas, the sister show, my previous favorite show. I think this one's going to take over, but we still love you, Total Divas. And when I say we, I am here with a panel of folks who are all part of the Bella Army, one of whom actually hung out with Nikki and Brie today. So we are about to get it started. We are live on YouTube. I've got the live chat rolling. Please let us know what you guys thought of the show. We're on iTunes and SoundCloud as well. Give us a 5-star rating because we are a brand new show and we love us some Bellas just like you do. My name is Christy Olsen. I am the managing editor and chief correspondent of AfterBuzz TV's Pro Wrestling News. And joining me is Mr. Jimbo Slice. Are you going to go by James on this show or can you be Jimbo?
Know. You can call me whatever you want.
I call you Jimbo the documentary producer over here.
That's me.
That's right. And Jen Leon is joining us tonight as well. I know Jen is a longtime Divas fan, isn't that right?
Yes, yes.
And where can they hit you up at, Jen?
You can find me at Jennifer Leone TV on Instagram and Twitter.
All right. Another member of the Bella Army certified, Miss Megan Stecker.
Hi, guys.
She's going to have a really good story for us later. And I know they're going to want more details. Where can they hit you up, Megan?
Guys, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, it's all the same name at Megan Stecker.
And Jimbo, you've been switching yours up a little
Mine
bit.
Mine is Jimbo in the booth, because I'm usually in the booth at AfterBuzz, not on the panel.
You get to sit here with us
today. I get to enjoy this.
It was
definitely a celebration tonight.
It was.
Bellabration.
This is one of those things we've been waiting for so long, and it was sort of like, it better be good, but we knew it was going to be good, and my expectations were so high, there was a chance of disappointment, but no, zero disappointment. I could not have been more just satisfied, I think, by everything we got out of this. What is everyone's first general sort of view here of Total Bellas? What did you think?
I loved it because I felt like, well, we were talking earlier before, but they just packed everything in the first episode. And I was thinking, okay, what's happening the next five episodes? Right. And when I saw what was coming up, I'm like, wow, this is going to be a really deep show, deeper than what we saw on Total Divas. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to see Total Bellas.
That's right. Megan, we've been talking about this.
I thought it over-delivered. I could not be more happy. It's always a very rare and exciting thing when that happens with a TV show you're looking forward to. And as much as we got in this first episode, I'm feeling like they're going to deliver. This is going to be a great season. I'm so excited.
James, you're here to sort of be like our resident, I call it the straight male perspective. And I know you've been watching Total Divas since the beginning too, and are a huge wrestling fan. What did you think?
I thought they definitely packed a lot, not only in the first episode, but in the first like 20 minutes.
Right.
It was like no commercial breaks. It was just like, oh man, what's going to happen next? What's going to happen next? And I think they left a lot of little like breadcrumbs for where this season's going to go and the stories that are going to play out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For sure.
Man, if I could just get the next 5 episodes somehow,
anyone out there who can help us hack it?
I promise I won't tell anyone what happened. All right, that's not going to happen. Well, this all sort of starts off with John's rules.
Mm-hmm.
We've been wondering kind of what's the premise of all this going to be. And normally I would suck up every second that I could get of some Nikki and Brie, but I didn't watch any trailers. I didn't watch any promos. I didn't want to know what the show looked like or what it was going to be about.
Wow.
So when this opened cold with John telling everybody the rules right away, I thought that was a fantastic way to just jump right in. Was your guys' first impression that maybe John and his rules is going to be a little much?
I knew it was going to be bad. Just by watching Total Divas, you can tell kind of he likes control. And yes. I think that Nikki likes that. She wants to be that dominated and kind of, you know, given to John. But in I did watch an interview with them. I think it was Good Morning America. And it was him starting to break it down. John Cena started to break down what he wanted. And he didn't go into detail like he did on the show. Mm-hmm. But he did say something about the Downton Abbey dinners.
What is Downton Abbey?
So it's like taking place in the Titanic times and very dressy. And I feel like they just want a fantasy life. Mm-hmm. They just want that image. So they're going to do anything to get it. And that includes treating their family like strangers. I don't know. So
like the royal court.
Yeah, yeah. But I did understand that it was going to be a little shaky.
How did you feel about his set of rules? Like some of them I was like, okay, it's cool. Like we all get to sit by the campfire like at night. We all should have coffee in the morning. We all should like eat dinner together. I understand that, but you have to be willing to like bend if like you don't want to have dinner tonight. I'm not going to be like, no. You're breaking the rules. We all have dinner. You know, like some I agreed with, but other things. And the way he was talking to their mother, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh man.
That's a no.
I can't believe mm-hmm. you're saying that.
Yeah,
I would leave.
What would be essentially like your future mother-in-law, yeah. you know?
I don't want to get too deep into John's past, but obviously he has this crazy need for insane control and cleanliness at all times because obviously his past was so out of control. Mm-hmm. So to see him speak to his lovely girlfriend's beautiful, kind mother in that super stern voice. He acts like he is a drill sergeant in charge of new army recruits, really. And it's like, you really don't talk to people you love that way, so let's just dial it back to maybe an 8, because you're at about a 10.
Or even talking to, like, a 5-year-old. Like, no, really, make your bed.
No.
Yeah.
And like, how about...
That's what? A guest in your house. That's mm-hmm. not only, like, your girlfriend's mother. That's a guest in your house, and you're treating them that way.
Right. Because like, I'm sure you don't have to go trotting through her guest room to get down to the kitchen to have breakfast. So let's calm down, John. Calm down. The maid will make the damn breakfast.
Yeah, that was another right? thing. I noticed, I was like, oh, he has a servant for sure.
Yeah, they might tried have to cut more her than out. One.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
but she They're was like, clearing the plates yeah, there at the end.
And pouring the waters. I was mm-hmm. like, oh, he has a servant. I wrote that down.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, at what Downton Abbey kind of spinoff would this be without the servants? That's the upstairs and the downstairs life parallel.
Oh, jeez.
Well, what kind of concerned me about this side that we're seeing of John Cena is I'm just surprised that he would show that. I mean, he's Same. Obviously playing it up. He knows how to do a storyline. He knows how to be a character. But the fact that he's so beloved and his whole thing is his reputation of being this stand-up guy, isn't he concerned about kind of relinquishing that reputation a little bit if everyone sees him be such a kind of a rigid, almost kind of a jerk?
Maybe he doesn't see anything wrong with it.
Yeah.
Oh, that could be.
He's just like, this is how I am, and you can accept it or not.
That's true.
Like how he said, okay, well, I accept you, and you shit in the sink, so.
I think it a comes colorful down choice to like,
he from John Cena.
Flip it so quick. Like, he was so funny and, like, cracking, like, funny jokes about blowing up the donut, and just, like, he has that humor, and he likes to play and have fun, but at the same time, like, all it takes is, like, one thing to flip him, and he's mm-hmm. like, no. No time. Like, no, you were supposed to make your bed. Go and, make your bed right now.
And he may be a little on edge right now. We learned that he's dealing with an injury to his shoulder. Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this was quite a while ago. And we were talking about these first 16 or so minutes where we get Nikki and her neck issue, which we saw a little bit on Total Divas. But so we know about that. Brian's retirement, they actually showed us everything. I thought that was going to be our 6 episodes.
Really?
Nikki doing the surgery, Brian deciding to have to retire, all of that. And the fact right. that we got that right away, I was like, oh my gosh, that Bree and Brian let the cameras follow them. And of course they're used to it, but in this moment where he had to retire and being backstage with them, I'm shocked. And just to even watch the rest of the roster stand there, I'm so that surprised that they let the cameras capture all of this.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
It was crazy for me to see Kevin Owens and like his reaction and just thinking like he's shared so many locker rooms with him through all like VFWs and Legion Halls and high school gyms and to like be in like that was in his home wasn't that in Seattle yeah. to have that happen there and just like have him like make that speech and just how how big of an impact it makes. Mm-hmm. It makes you wonder, like, it's great to see where Kevin Owens is now, and that maybe WWE is realizing, oh, we don't have time to put guys on the back burner.
Right.
Because we don't know how much, like in wrestling, they call it a bump card. And there's only so many bumps you can take. And obviously, he had surpassed his bump card.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's so sad. He has a very Edge-like injury where it's just like, your career is done. And like seeing Nikki have her neck worked on made me think of Edge instantly. Like, oh man, how close is she to being like, one more bump and you're never going to walk again. So you might as well just sit on the sidelines and be involved, but you don't have to be in the ring. You know?
Yeah, there's reports that their former Total Bellas co-star Paige is also dealing with the same thing. So, yes. And we'll have an update for you on when the new season of Total Divas starts in our news and gossip segment. On that note, what did you guys... You guys aren't our wrestling viewers on the... We're, not that we're split here, split. But Jimbo and I follow the product.
Balanced panel.
and you guys are more into this from the just the reality TV side. So I love that we're bringing both perspectives. Are you interested in seeing Daniel Bryan retire? Do you get that that's monumental? Do you care?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, anything with a fan base like that, especially someone like him, and when you have history and people follow, I think that there's a sentimental value and there's just something there that they feel like he's a part of them. And to see him go, I mean, you could just watch it and what they showed on the show tonight. And I mean, I wanted to cry. It just felt like very emotional. So that's
And it's also like, it's such a monumental moment. So I wouldn't just want to see the main character talk about it, talk about what her husband went through. To see it and see it through his eyes was very important, I think, as a viewer. And also, like, he's a celebrity, and he's such a regular guy in real life, so it's great to remind yourself of, like, how big he is slash was. You know, it's this huge change. You're watching it happen in the first 5 minutes of the show. You're like, oh, my God, that's it. Like, that's the next chapter of his life. Like, he's no longer that guy. Mm-hmm. And you're watching. So it was very necessary, and I totally, of course, was interested.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good, good. Good.
Good, good.
Good, good. And this is kind of the point. Oh, we got the new theme song, which we heard at the beginning of our show. Yay. I expected something that was more like the Total Divas song, kind of hard-hitting and like dance music almost, or music you could walk out to the ring in. But this was just a lot more upbeat and light and fun. It was about like, oh, no one thought we were going to make it, and we're making it, and did you guys like it?
It sounded like it could be like a Disney song.
It kind
like,
of did.
Like a Disney montage for when like the character grows and becomes great. Like, oh, yeah, this is cool.
I felt like it's setting a tone for what's going to happen. It's not so much like that upbeat. It's I think this season is going a different direction, and that's why they chose that song.
Yeah, I think it's about the Bella family bond and that they're all kind of successful now at this point or coming into fame as a family, almost Kardashian-esque, not so... On the sexual side, they have a talent, but but I love you, Kardashian. Sorry, but yeah, sorry.
Actually, last night on SmackDown, Nikki got called a Kardashian wannabe by her rival Carmella. So see? You did kind of hit the nail on the head there.
Okay, well, I'm glad no one else got tied up and put in a bathtub this week in the Bella family. That's all I gotta say.
Right? Allegedly,
right?
Fighting words.
We're having fun here at the Bellabration, y'all. And this is the point in the episode where we meet Johnny Ace, Mr. John Laurinaitis, who is huge deal in the pro wrestling world. But to the Total Bellas fans, he is just Mr. Mama Bella. And the fact that him and even Daniel Bryan and John Cena are kind of take that backseat role to so that Nikki and Brie can have this show. And I know at the beginning of Total Divas, that's what John said. He's like, I'm doing this for Nikki. Like, it's cool that Johnny Ace will come and be on Total Bellas and sit at John Cena's table and be like, sure, I'll follow the rules, John Cena.
I wrote that in my notes. Like, oh, man, he gave a look when like he was really going through the rules. Like, dude, I'm your boss. Like, he gave him a look like, yeah, I'm drinking my drink, but I'm your boss. Like, oh, so funny. And it was hilarious to me that when he talks in his normal voice. Because, like you hear it so much and you think, like, oh, that's his voice on TV. But that's how he really talks. Like, it was just crazy to me. I just started laughing. I was like, oh, man, Johnny Ace. He talks like that all the time.
I know. You told me about him when we were doing Divas together. And that's, like, even off camera, like, saying, like, that's Kathy's man. And he's, you know, former boss. And he used to do what Carano does and all that stuff. And then to see how polished he is now. And he looks like any normal guy with like a 9-to-5 job that he has to wear the monkey suit to. And I'm like, seeing the flashback footage, and I feel like sometimes those guys keep their persona and image and part of the costume like for the rest of their life. Mm-hmm. But he has cleaned up so well, and I would never know that like he had like bleach blonde white hair and a neon bikini bottom. I was like, oh, man. You know, Jenny. Right.
She was very on top handsome. Of things because she was noticing like, oh, Mama Bella's shirt is really big after WrestleMania. She's wearing like a guy's shirt as a nightshirt the next morning. Like she's like, something's up with that.
And then, yeah. Oh, I forgot about my own.
Yeah.
my own genius.
Christy had her Sherlock Holmes That's scope right. out.
Jimbo, since you are locked to one woman for the rest of your life, let me warn you, we are all detectives.
Oh. Locked down on Friday.
That's right. That's right. He is.
Days away.
Oh. We will all be sitting at a formal dining situation yes. as the, let's just call them the Bella family. Forget the Senias and the Danielsons. The Bella family sits down for dinner and, Bree and Brian don't have shoes on.
This was so funny.
It was hilarious. I mean, I don't blame them for being confused.
Rules are rules, right?
Right. Yeah. I would be confused.
They were trying. Totally.
I wouldn't have worn shoes either. If we're just going to sit down and I'm not supposed to be wearing shoes in the house.
Right. It just makes sense.
And then John whipping that wine out.
How
out.
Funny.
Oh my gosh. Jimbo and I were just laughing about this earlier today, actually, because I've explained to him that I don't have wine glasses with stems in my house because I'm a spiller. I've been a spiller from back in the day. And I saw that tonight. I saw John whip that out and I was like, oh, that's what I need. I just need a bottle of wine out and then I can have wine glasses with stems.
Problem right? solved. Yes. Thanks, John.
Thank you, John Cena. Yeah.
I thought it was funny that Nikki was wearing that big fur cuff to hide her neck. Yeah. Like, oh my gosh.
That's
almost right. she would.
She had several different versions of them too. Like
they were probably like real match, mink,
probably
knowing her
to match whatever outfit she wanted to wear.
Well, you know, so John's given out all these rules at dinner and stuff, but he also had this moment kind of with Brian where he's asking him, "Well, are you okay? Are you good? Are you cool? Like, do you need this? Do you need water?" And I thought, okay, so he's concerned also about being a good host. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not just trying to set the rules to set the rules, but he wants everyone to have a pleasant stay at, you know, Chateau de Sina.
I don't know. I don't know, though. Does he? Well, just, I don't know him personally. Who knows? But I'm just saying that, you know, that was the one time I heard that he asked, oh, do you want some water? And I feel like that was just kind of like a backhanded comment, like, oh, you know, What else you need? And I don't know.
Was that when they were still at the table or when they went to
the cigar room? Yeah. And he felt that there was some kind of, I don't know, something going
on
there.
You think he was just trying to, like, make it good after being kind of a jerk? Okay.
Yeah.
You might be right about that.
I don't know.
Because they were all just like, yep, four dudes hanging out. And, like, guaranteed, like, Cena and maybe Laurinaitis are the only ones who actually smoke cigars. Mm-hmm. You know?
So because it's like, weird,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, like, four dudes just hanging out. What are we going to do? And then he's like, oh, yeah, do you want a water? Or, like... Like, oh, yeah, so what are you going to do? You want to be a trainer? Oh, you don't like doing the in-the-ring stuff? And, like, that was so great when he was like, my favorite thing about wrestling is wrestling.
I love that.
So, like, to sit on the sidelines and not be able to be like, let me show you how to do that hold and get in the ring, which is, like, you hear all the time from, like, people that are trained. Like, you want a coach that's willing to not just be like, oh, yeah, you did that wrong. Do it again, but like this. But be like, here, let me show you how to do that, you know? And I've seen, he's so good and he's so talented. And, like, yeah, at some point, I think Cena's right where, like, he has such a mind for wrestling. Like, it's selfish of him not to be like, you know what? I'm going to stand on the sidelines just so I could help the next generation. So, like, I give it back. Yeah, exactly.
But it is a little early.
Oh, yeah. Definitely agree with that. And, like, when all this is going on, his father just passed away, right? Or was that, like... Because I know he, like, won the title, had to relinquish it, and,
it's
like...
It's been less than a year, for
so
sure.
So that's a lot to take in. Like, everything you worked for, taken up from under you. No, you can keep your job, but you can't do what you love. We want to put you on TV, and, like, if you hate, like... not wrestling, but then they're like, well, we could use you. We're going to send you, and you're going to sign 200 autographs, and you're going to have fans tell you, one more match, please, and, like, listen to that all day. Oh, man, it's got to weigh on you. So, yeah, time definitely may work some things out, and who knows, maybe, like, the next crop of WWE talent comes in, and someone, like, he sees something and is like, oh,
you're my protege. I'm going to make you the next me kind of thing.
I think it has to happen organically.
Yeah.
You know, he gets inspired, like what you were saying. I don't know. I feel bad for him.
It's so sad.
Yeah. Well, and apparently he is going through some stuff because, according to Bree, they are not exercising their marital...
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
They're not banging. They're not banging.
There were so many love levels that they were going through of, like, Boomtown, this.
Boomtown.
Like, quickies. Fasties, 1 to 5s, 2 to 5s, and like they're just like, oh, it's so crazy.
Mama Bella leaves.
All in front
Mama
of the
Bella
mom and the brother. All in front of the mom and the brother. It was so awkward. I was just
poor
like,
JJ.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I did appreciate that Kathy turned it on them at the end of it and was like, well, hey, you're grossing me out, and I asked you to stop. Here's some details for you. Oh. You want to hear about Johnny Ace?
Something else that was really gross earlier in the episode when Nikki is having her surgery and they pull out what has been affecting her back.
The herniation.
Oh my God.
That was
a
lot.
I couldn't believe it.
That was disgusting.
It was so hard. Oh, so hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
As Mark would say, gross. Just like, oh, that's so bad. But yeah, on to a different gross subject. Yeah, hearing Johnny about Ace and Mama Bella.
Well, there were a lot of weird sexual innuendos. Just like, just awkward little things. It was like, okay.
I felt things we don't need to hear. Horrible for Brian to have to watch this later on, knowing he was going through such a hard time. And his wife is putting all their dirty laundry out on the table.
Oh, man. I didn't even think of that.
And everyone jumping in on it. In front of John Cena, which is probably pretty emasculating as it is. But yet he's going to be watching it on TV knowing that that happened for him at a very sensitive time. And Nikki being like, ew, listen to how sensitive he is. I mean, even Nikki was like, ew, Brian.
You need an hour of sensitivity?
That
was so funny.
Oh.
And then even Mama Bella, well, it doesn't take an hour for him to get it up.
Okay. She laid it out there.
She really did.
care to chime in, Jimbo?
I'm just going to try and keep my wife happy. That's all I can say.
There you go. Good
motto. In case you didn't hear us earlier, Jimbo's getting married on Friday in a couple of days.
Congratulations!
And I actually, my wife, my fiance's idea was instead of having table names, having wrestlers. So people are sitting at like Macho Man, this person, that person. And I proposed in a Daniel Bryan yes, yes, yes shirt. So our table is the Daniel Bryan table.
Oh,
that is amazing.
We'll send pictures. Chrissy will be there.
I get to be at the Nikki Bella table, yes?
I think you're sitting at Macho Man or Dusty Rhodes.
I'll settle. Okay.
Jimbo, how dare you?
You could bring your Nikki Bella and set her on the table.
Oh, I'm going to be turning Jimbo's wedding into a Bellabration, y'all. Maybe the balloons will still be whatever they are.
Yeah.
Inflated. Yes. That went right along with our conversation.
Speaking of inflated.
On, yeah. Here's where Josie gets a little hot. Josie hasn't had a lot of attention so far in this episode, but she apparently doesn't care for that because she's going to get her moment. She's going to bite John Cena right in the thigh. I'm such a dog lover. And I totally understood why. Of course, she was in a brand new place, and she had to have this flight. Apparently, she's not too used to that. So I wasn't surprised that this happened, and I really wanted John to not get so angry. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Megan? I know you're a dog lover too.
Yeah,
what did you
it
think
made
of this?
Me upset, especially when he said you need to call animal control and take the dog away because that's what they do. And then it's all like, this can't happen again. What's our next course of action? He's so...
What was that?
His butthole must be so tight. Like, he's so tightly wound. It's like, everything's so tight, like, rigid all the time. It's like, John, take a deep breath. It's a really small animal. You're fine. I don't know. I think he was thinking about, like, his physical health, maybe, that it could have been worse.
Because that little dog, right.
Which I understand.
His persona. Right. He's like, did I yell real loud and everyone's going to think I'm not manly? Cut that out. You know?
I was totally on Josie's side with this one. Sorry.
On Josie's side.
Yeah.
Team Josie.
I think everyone was on Josie's side. Because, like, yeah, you can't put an animal in, like, a different environment and then they're excited and they don't know what to do. It can't be like, excuse me, sir. I would like to go in the house with you. That was its way of being like, excuse me, sir. And the look on the dog's face when it came running back, like, yeah. Like, you think you have all the rules, huh? Mic drop.
Yeah.
You know? That was great.
If Josie could lift a mic with her paws, that would have been a mic drop.
A mic chew toy.
She's got to be also looking out for these alligators. What is this?
I thought that was staged.
I spoke recently to someone at AfterBuzz here who is from Florida, and she was telling me, like, that is legit. It was during after the alligator attacks at Disney. And she said that in that area, or in all of Florida, I guess, really, it's a concern all the time.
Why are they running loose?
That's what I'm wondering.
I mean, I think it's like
their normal
it's their habitat. It's very swampy down there.
So
it's,
is it very close, like, swamps? Are they really close to, like, the roads? Is that why? I'm curious to know why it's on the road, you know?
I've never lived in Florida, and I've driven through it at times, but I think it's literally like road, swamp, swamp. Okay. So it's like then crossing the road, they're there. Okay. Or like they're just trying to get where they're going.
I think it's like the coyotes here. Like you have to watch out that they're not going to grab a small
dog. That's a
great
point.
They're just
Yeah, I stayed in St. Thomas once, and they had, like, wild iguanas everywhere. And they were just, like, everywhere. Like, oh, like, people were like, no, that's normal.
Okay.
Like, what? Like, yeah, like, so gators are just normal. I thought this was really, like, staged-esque.
I thought Kathy really sold it if it was staged, because she was pissed that Ryan was getting out of the car. Or JJ was getting out of the car, And she was just like, damn it! Nikki's gonna do Nikki's gonna nightmare.
No, she's not gonna do anything.
I would think that like people would be like, don't get out of your car, get back in your car, we're trying to handle this, no please, because that's when like cars start stopping and people want to get out. Oh, can I take a selfie? Like that's bad news. And they didn't even have the mouth taped yet. I was like, this looks kind of set up.
Oh, good.
And that chick was very pretty and looked like she had some makeup and her hair done to be like wrangling gators.
They cast her to wrangle that gator.
And they were okay with the cameras just coming up to them.
Yeah,
like, hence my point, this family has talent, because Kathy really sold me on that whole I love it.
There's another thing that happened earlier in the episode that I noticed. Brie had her hair like beautifully braided, or Nikki had her hair like beautifully braided with her neck brace on.
When they were about to go pick them up.
Is that like
at the
something that like you guys could just do? It just happens. You're just like, hold on.
No. She had someone do it.
Okay, because I was like, those braids are on point. I was like, damn, with a neck brace on?
No.
Skills.
Brie is very like bohemian. Maybe Brie did it.
Oh. It was before they had
before
arrived.
She even came.
Yeah.
It was so like that was the day they were arriving. Honey Bee Eileen must have been around there somewhere. She only does the makeup, doesn't she?
Oh, is that
she can probably do
the makeup
braid.
Lady that
she can probably
get
do
all
a
the
braid.
Juicy, the juicy juice.
Well, Nikki is always looking good. Speaking of John and getting bit by Josie, he talks about that could be a liability. And I went, oh, that's always his thing, like with making Nikki sign the contract before she moved in. It's all about liability, and we know he's got that in his head from getting raked over the coals through his divorce.
You bring that up, but then why doesn't he think his attitude and like treating people or representing himself that way on TV is a liability to his brand? Because all of that is a liability to his brand. Isn't that's why he tries to like protect himself? But he doesn't think being a dick and being rude, like, to people on TV, because he's like, oh, that's just editing. You know, like, that's something to think about.
Okay.
Touché, Jim.
Well, he was doing interviews that he's the same person. So, I don't know, he can't really blame that on anything else.
I wonder if he just thinks, like, diehard wrestling fans are not paying any attention to Total Bellas.
I am right here. You can't get any more diehard than me. I wear a Macho Man toy on my hip at all times.
Oh, that's awesome.
You can't. No. I have the original season one Daniel Bryan right here.
Whoa.
I am your true wrestling fan on this panel.
Short
and
beard.
I am straight. Yeah. What's up?
What's up? What's up is that Brie and JJ try to put up a dog run.
What is a dog run?
Yeah, I was confused on that.
So I'm guessing just Megan?
My next door neighbors had one when I was growing up. They slapped down some cement on the ground, which obviously they weren't going to have in this case. It would just be the grass. But you just fence in a small area for the dog to be able to run. And the ones that I've come into contact with, they're more of a long rectangle shape. So the dogs will actually like run up and down the rectangle shape.
Like a
sometimes
runway?
Yeah. And I guess it's...
Work it, girl.
I guess instead of it being a square and them running in circles, I'm not sure if the dog runs come in all shapes and sizes.
So it's like a nice way of having a dog pen, basically.
Yeah, and my neighbors had like a nice dog house on the end of it, so they could like hang out in the dog house or like run up and down the pen whenever they wanted to.
Sounds nice.
It was just to give the dogs like outdoor exercise for hours at a time and have them not like run away into the woods and never come back.
Okay, see, so it sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, especially for Josie when what she's going through.
She needs to get her anxiety. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it's all based in that some dogs have a lot of energy and they have to get it out. I've seen a lot of dog whisperer.
Ooh.
They get, their anxiety is so bad if they don't get their energy out. So, yeah. I mean, that's obviously what's happening with Josie. So
it probably doesn't help that there's a new puppy there.
I mean, so what they need,
I don't want to play.
What they need to do is put the two of them outside, get all their energy out, and then they'll both sleep for hours and John can be bite-free during during daylight.
We didn't see a whole lot of Winston on this episode.
You saw him, like, tackled, taken out.
Yeah. So cute.
I wonder if it's because this is when he was really a young puppy and he was probably growing so fast that they maybe can't. They're like, oh, now he's bigger, not, you know? Because he was so tiny and he's so cute. But yeah, when they first got him, he was just.
This is ruining our continuity.
Yeah, exactly.
So maybe we'll see more of him.
It's not like the wine glass. We could just keep filling that up.
Yeah! Let's do that. They did do a lot of that in this episode. Let's kind of get to the nitty-gritty, the main point of this episode. They're sitting down at one of these Downton Abbey-style dinners, and Nikki says, hey, well, you know what? Everyone is terrified of you, and they're walking on eggshells. And John's like, wait, what? As if... Okay. How could he not know? Do you think he could not know that he was being too much? Is that possible? That he was truly surprised by hearing that?
I think he's... This might be bad to say, but I think he's really into himself, and the world revolves around him and only him. So, I don't think so. And that's even the way that he said, wait, what? We were talking about the dog. Now what? What do you have to say, woman? Like, it's like, really? I feel like their relationship, too, and you see it in Total Divas, it's like this father-daughter thing going on.
We have said that.
It's weird. I'm sorry, but it's weird.
to piggyback off of that, it seems to me like, even though if this is all a persona and not really him, it's like he's married to his job and he runs people he loves like a business. It's like backwards for him, you know, like he comes home and he wants to run everything and be it rigid and tell him how to do it, but work's fun and work's what he loves and work's where he's really himself and kicks back. I think his wires are crossed as far as like his.
Yeah. Good point.
Not that it's wrong. It's different.
It's definitely different. And it can't be healthy.
I mean, it depends. He's made it clear to Nikki he doesn't want to marry her because he's married to his job.
Right.
It makes sense of why he's such a workaholic and why Vince McMahon, like, loves him and, like, always counts on him because he's willing to do anything at all times and sign thousands of autographs and meet tons of fans and do whatever it takes and, like, let a camera crew come stay and move people into his house for 3 months.
Are they making the beds? Like,
yeah, right.
JJ, is he married or has
JJ
a girlfriend?
Is married, and they had a baby not that long ago.
Yeah. Why doesn't he get to bring along his significant other?
Wasn't she in the open?
She was in the open.
Okay, but she just doesn't get to stay at the house.
Maybe she
probably doesn't want to.
She's maybe just not there yet. Yeah. The fact that they kind of glossed over him entirely makes me feel like maybe episode two is JJ's episode. Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah,
but I did notice they're together.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're together in that.
In the open. Okay,
good. On the stairs.
All right. He's probably just sending her some Make-A-Tex.
She's good. Kathy posted a picture of, like, being at her baby shower or something not too long ago, so.
Yeah, so maybe she just couldn't travel yet. Maybe the baby was too young at this point, or maybe she was just about to have it.
Yeah.
Actually, well, I'll look into the timing for you folks. Maybe she probably was just about to have the baby, in which case he should still
Or maybe
be
she
with
couldn't
her.
Get off of work for the filming.
That could be.
It was really funny when they were talking about the dog run and, like, Nikki and Bree were fighting and Bree's like, well, go inside and change your shirt so you don't look like me. And she's like, you go change your shirt. He's like, By the way, I have to go to the dry cleaner. One of you has to dry me.
That outfit situation was so random.
So funny.
It's not like it was, like, a white t-shirt and black jeans. It was... A very specific crop top with blue and white stripes. And each of them had a version of it. I was like... This makes no sense. And cut off jean shorts.
Right. The two different colors, but still the same.
The mental twinning is too much.
It kind of reminded me of what we love from Nikki and Brie and kind of what was the core of Total Divas for so long was just their kind of weird relationship that I have a hard time always understanding, but it always seems to really kind of make sense at the end of the day, right?
It's that, like, quirkiness that only, like, siblings have of, like, only I can pick on you kind of thing. But it's awesome. It's really beautiful. They really, like, love each other and genuinely care about one another and like to be fun and goofy and, like, you said hard. That makes me think of boners. Like, you're thinking of boners now, aren't you? You know, like, that stuff's great. Like, it's hilarious.
Yeah, call each other limp penis and whatever. It's like,
okay. She's like, you look like a penis, so she's all, like, erect with, like, her nest stick. No.
You look like one, but a limp one. Yeah, like,
Oh, we love it. Well, you guys, we finally have seen the first episode of One Total Bellas. Is there anything else that you would like to add about this episode?
What do you guys think is better, permission or forgiveness? Because that was, like, one of the things that Bree said. It was like, I'm just going to ask for forgiveness, not even going to ask for permission. We're going to set up this dog thing and just whatever, John.
And that's a huge WWE thing. I've heard so many of them say that. It apparently came from Jericho. A lot of them attributed to Jericho always says, you know, ask for forgiveness later. What is it again? The permission?
It's,
whatever.
It's better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Yeah.
You guys agree? I mean, I think you'd get more of what you want in life running things that way for sure.
I don't know. I guess I have a... I'm so Jen, different.
You are so the kind of girl who just does it, doesn't ask for permission.
I don't. And that's the problem. So I guess, like, there's certain times...
You don't want to encourage other people to behave in this way.
And it depends. In this situation, I think that maybe they could have just casually said something. I don't know. Maybe I don't know the situation, so...
All right. Well, if you guys don't have anything to add.
Oh, I have a couple more jotted down things. When John, like you were saying, like, oh, it's weird that he could just be like, does he not realize, maybe it was you, does he not realize like he's being a dick? Like, does he not realize that? And when it's brought to his attention, he's like, hold on, let me get this out. My name is John. I'm very hard to live with. She knows that. And she's like, yeah, no ring.
No ring.
That was hilarious.
How did he out of the corner of his eye see that?
He probably gets that all the time. And he's just like, eh, whatever. Like, eh.
She knows. I mean,
she's got a necklace and a beautiful place to stay, and she doesn't need a ring.
I say that to my boyfriend all the time, and he laughs it off, too.
Dude,
so.
I used to pretend to laugh it off, and then I was like, I'm so sick of hearing this, and I put a ring on it, and I told her, you will never sing Beyonce to me again.
Ah!
And that song will not play at our wedding.
Oh, my gosh.
That was one of the notes, the JJ note. You want to get into, like, the coming up? Because there's a lot of things that they threw at us in the coming up.
Yes, let's talk about that in predictions.
Okay.
Because I actually have another fun segment that we are going to be doing. Yes, considering that Total Throwback was such a hit on Total Divas, I racked my brain to think of a fun game we could play every week for Total Bellas. And my thing, my favorite thing about Nikki and Brie is that they can laugh at themselves. They don't pretend to be geniuses. That's not their wheelhouse. They do a lot of other things great. But there are a lot of, shall we call them, Bella blunders from past Total Divas episodes. So I thought we would sort of dive in, take a trip down memory lane, and I'm going to quiz you guys a little bit on a past Bella blunder.
Okay. All right.
All right. So this one just comes. I'm going to start off easy. We're going to go beginner. We'll work up to intermediate in a couple weeks. Okay. So beginner, this was just last season on Total Divas. What did Bree Bryan.
Yeah. Danielson?
We'll call her Bree Bryan.
Okay.
Bree Danielson call the wire on top of the fence that she and Bryan were erecting. If you remember this episode and you remember what she called it, that'll be enough for you.
Did she call it razor wire?
No, it is. It is barbed wire.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not quite the word that she
Barbie
had
wire.
For it. You are very close. Do you remember, Megan?
No.
This was right after they had gotten robbed and they were trying to make their house
barbed.
I want to say
it is barbed wire.
Barbed wire.
So did close. You say that, Wait, Megan? Dear,
no.
I remember what
you're
saying.
So close. Now I get it. Hold on.
I want to say, like, barbed wire.
Yeah!
Oh,
there you go. She referred to barbed wire as barbed wire several times until Daniel Bryan corrected her.
That's great.
He's so smart, he probably gets so annoyed.
Right? That's so funny. I completely forgot about that, though.
Right? That was one of my
favorites. I like that. I can totally picture that
in my head. That
was, oh, man. Wait, they got robbed.
Yeah.
So they've already had their family robbery right there. There you go.
Oh, good. So they're good.
They're good.
You're right.
How, like, the Kardashian family robbery went down this week. Well, the Bellas have had theirs already.
That was so sad when that happened and, like,
Didn't Brian catch them? Didn't Brian, like, ran them down?
Yeah. That's crazy. Held the guy down until the cops came.
The craziest thing was, like...
Well, thank God they caught him.
That was, like, right after his dad passed and he said, like, oh, I don't have many valuable things in my house and, like, one of the things I have is, like, two wood watches that my dad gave me and he's, like, telling the story and you start to cry.
Yeah.
It was just, like, so emotional. It was just, like... Like, people don't realize, like, that's just, oh, like, they would have stolen that, gotten there, and been like, wood watches, what the hell, and thrown away.
Yeah.
Not realizing, like, that's, like, the last heirloom his father passed down to him, and the only, like, cherished memory he has.
Totally, you know? Get it. Like, yeah, my parents got robbed a few years ago, and it was like, they don't have nice things, but they took, like, a sentimental, like, my mom's original engagement ring from her dead husband, like, come on, you know what I mean? Like, that's horrible. So, I get it.
No.
Wow.
Poor Brian.
Sorry.
Well, thank you for taking this trip down memory lane with me. On our Bella blunders. We will be doing that each week. If you guys have any Bella blunders that you would like me to quiz them on, tweet me. They won't see it. Just DM me. It's fine. And on that note, let's move into my favorite segment, news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
You guys are probably wondering why we haven't mentioned this sooner. Because it's kind of a big deal. Brie and Daniel Bryan are expecting a baby.
Yay! Congratulations!
Congratulations! If you are wildly confused by this, it's because they did all the interviews today and in the past week as if she's not pregnant. They didn't mention it at all and let E! Get the juicy exclusive for this premiere night. And a couple of details. Brie just says, you know, it's always been a dream of mine to become a mother. Now that it's finally real, she's so happy. She can't wait to see Brian be a father. He says, the day we found out, I just couldn't stop smiling. We're so excited to be parents. Every time I look at Brie's stomach, I'm amazed there's a little life in there.
Aww.
I know. My favorite quote, though, comes from Nikki. She says, I hope it's a girl and that it's exactly like me.
Ah! Of course.
Brie responded and said, that would be my husband's worst nightmare.
They're going to have, like, a little crunchy granola baby that, like, is vegan. It's going to be so cute.
Oh, my gosh. Total babies.
Total babies.
Oh, wow.
Well, Brie did say in an interview earlier this week, they've been everywhere, she did say that she would consider a return to the ring. It almost sounds like she just wants to have these babies and then get back to wrestling, so I love to hear that too.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Moving on. Nikki, all these interviews they did, I'm going to give you guys the best highlights. Nikki says that she thinks that John Cena is warming up to the idea of marriage and that he will propose soon. She says, I think he'll propose. The past year, he's actually talked about that he's open to marriage. So, of course, my hopes go through the roof. This is so cute. She says, I feel like every moment I'm waiting for it, my birthday, my anniversary. She said, I don't want to get excited, but I keep getting the perfect outfit for it, and then it doesn't happen. She said she doesn't want to go ring shopping because that would jinx it, but apparently she's fine with, you know, wearing a white dress to dinner every night just in case.
That's hilarious.
Wow, that's great.
Oh, jeez.
I love it.
Aw,
sweet Nikki.
I know, right?
You gotta will it into happening, right?
Yes. Yes, and maybe will herself into a bit of a raise. This little news tidbit is not necessarily timely, but shocking. This came out today. I read this. Nikki Bella's net worth estimated to be at $1.5 million. So that would make her widely the wealthiest female superstar signed right now to the SmackDown brand. But in terms of salary, Bella tops the list of the female wrestlers with a yearly salary of $112,000. Not a million, not half a million, not even a quarter of a million, just over $100,000. Brie makes $90,000. Alicia Fox, who you guys all know from Total Divas, makes only $72,000 a year to be on the road for 300 days out of the year. Now, they also get, there's a lot of bonuses, there's royalties, there's merchandising, there's their pay from being on these shows, but I could not believe that their base salary at WWE is so low. Yeah.
But all those things you named, did all those things go to Alicia Fox? When was the last time you saw an Alicia Fox shirt? Or, like, other than her getting squashed recently by Nia Jax, when was the last time she was on the road, like, or on TV? So, like, you know, it might be like, here's your base pay, and that's what you're getting, and then, like, depending on your performance is if we're going to move you higher up or what. Because, like, seeing, like, oh, well, that's really ridiculous that that's what Nikki makes.
But then we're like, oh, but you got to factor in her merchandise and what mm-hmm. she gets from being on both these shows and all her other endorsements or like whatnot. But yeah, when you think about it, because add in their travel, they got to pay for all their travel.
They got to pay for their hotels, rental cars, gas, all that stuff.
It's just like maybe Ryback wasn't wrong. Like it really makes you think. Like.
Yes, we found up a way to bring up Ryback.
Wait, what do the men make? And not talking about the superstars like John Cena. Yeah. Just mm-hmm.
You should look up what like I'm trying to. Think.
I did read it recently, and a lot of the guys seem to be at about the 250 range that are on the low end.
Like Darren Young.
But guys that are at a Nikki and Brie type level are making at least half.
Oh
million.
Yeah.
See, those there are, you like, go. Their top yeah. line Nikki was what the reigning champ for 300 and over 300 days. Yes. So it's like
this pay gap is not okay with me.
We will keep you all posted on that. Last little news tidbit, and I am very happy to report this one. We finally have a premiere date for the new season of Total Divas, ooh. Which will be coming at you on November 16th.
Oh,
so it looks
like
we're
going to
roll
yep, starts,
right from Total Bellas genius. Right into Total Divas.
I heard Nikki yes. say that today, actually.
Yay!
Oh, when you were hanging out with her?
Yes.
Yep.
Tell us about that.
When I said one more news, I meant, wait, actually, I have two more news pieces. Because Megan is lending some credibility to this panel right now. Woo! Give us the story, Meg.
So, my boyfriend found out very recently, as of yesterday, that the Bella twins would be in at the NFL Network today to tape a segment. And I said, hello, get me in there. And he's like, oh, things have been weird with security. Like, I got to get you cleared. And I'm like, get it done. Make it happen. There's a lot of emails flying around. And he's like, okay, you're on the list. So we go in. The girls were stuck in traffic coming from a previous taping somewhere else or being live somewhere else in Hollywood. So they were really late. So I was like freezing for like an hour and a half in like a 50 degree studio waiting for them. And then they get there and I had my little custom t-shirt on I had made. What does it say today?
Total Bellas Bay.
So I like ripped my jacket off and I'm standing there with like my plaid shirt around my waist and like waiting for them to be like, hey, and I'm way back in the shadows of the studio. And all of a sudden Bree is getting mic'd and she goes, I love your shirt! And I was like, thank you, I made it for you guys! And I was like totally fangirling, like really nervous, like didn't know what to say. My mouth was like mush. And they were like, do you want a picture? And I was like, yes, thank you! And they were really, really nice. When they were done taping their segments, they took a picture with me, and then like everybody wanted pictures with them. But they were sweet enough to say, like, good luck on the show tonight. Because I was like, FYI, like, we do an after show for your show. We're so excited. And Nikki, like, held my arm. She's like, good luck on your show tonight. They are the nicest people. And, like, really, really classy. Like, they knew everyone wanted to meet them. They would introduce themselves to every single person. Like, they were taking photos with everyone. And then Nikki put me on the Snapchat for WWE.
Oh my gosh!
She was like, we got to get a picture of you and your shirt for the Snapchat. And I was like, okay!
Oh, so cute.
So,
amazing.
It was a great,
that is so cool.
Great morning. It was like Christmas for me, so.
I'm so excited. Yeah.
Did you screenshot that or something?
I did, and then I reposted it to my Snapchat. Oh, so okay. It's on mine, too.
And AfterBuzz has it up on their Instagram.
Oh,
and all that. Yeah.
They have the photo. Yeah, like my Instagram photo is up there,
right,
too.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yay!
Yeah.
Was that every single detail? Megan,
all I overheard was Nikki saying, like, somebody was asking, like, oh, the show's tonight, just right before they went on air. And she's like, yeah, and then we're going to roll right into Total Divas. So I don't know if it's, like, same night as the finale. Maybe they'll roll right into it.
If 6 weeks would count out that it wouldn't be, that Total Divas would just go the next one. But you never know what they'll end up doing.
Got it.
Yeah, it'll probably take its
two-parter
time slot,
maybe,
is what I'm thinking.
Got it.
Maybe if the finale is a two-part episode.
Or the finale of Total Bellas will go into, like, the premiere of Total Divas.
Right, they do that on Bravo a lot.
Like,
yeah. They don't do that on E!
Like, it ends with the retirement speech, and then Total Divas starts with the retirement speech kind of thing.
Something, maybe,
That'd be great.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Well, on that note, let's roll into some predictions.
Oh,
yeah!
Man.
Thank you for that segue.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I definitely think the season ends with Brie being pregnant. Like, coming out with the stick and being like, guess what? And then, bam, that's the end of the season.
They always cut us off so hard at the end of the season.
So hard!
To bring you into the next and crave the next season.
Remember when they were going to quit WWE? That was like 2 seasons ago? But there was a lot. This was a juicy trailer at the end.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm.
Right?
So, right.
Like,
blew me away.
So much information. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, my God, the mom has cancer.
Right.
Like,
right.
Well, she's got some mysterious lumps, which happens more frequently than you think. But it's very scary. Obviously, it's going to be really scary for them as a family. So hopefully she doesn't have cancer or, you know. Or is underway under treatment or whatever.
There hasn't been any reports of anything. Mm-hmm. It looks like Kathy's really trying to keep it under wraps. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see how serious it really is. Mm-hmm.
How serious is JJ about training?
I know exactly
what you're going to say right now. When Vinny?
Yes.
Yes! When like, Ariane's boyfriend,
like,
Vinny,
when they're just like, oh, hey, I could do that too.
Ex-boyfriend.
No, you can't, dude. It's a lot harder than you would think.
I cannot believe they couldn't dream up a better storyline than that for him, because that is going to piss me off to watch that. But anyway, I predict real drama around Mama's wedding, and I'm so excited.
Ooh.
Because I definitely think we're going to watch Kathy get married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For sure.
Right. That's what it was, the wedding dress shot at the end. Yep. That's who it was.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And remember, I saw the pictures from the day she got married on Instagram, and I was like, Bree's wearing a mic packet sticking out of her dress. Like, we're going to get to see it. It's going to happen.
There's been so much excitement and anticipation for this. We put so much emotion into Total Bellas.
All the little things we all pick up, though. You're like, she's wearing a mic pack. You're like, she's wearing someone else's shirt. Like, all the little details. This is just great.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good season.
We are diehard Bella Army here on the Total Bellas after party. Do you guys like that?
Yeah.
I do.
I feel like AfterBuzz wouldn't be okay with me rebranding the show, so just don't tell him. No, I'm just kidding. He called the Total Divas kind of reunion thing they had in the middle of the first season the after party, and I always thought that sounded cute, so.
It is cute.
Since we're celebrating.
I mean, we had balloons. It's a party.
Right?
Right.
I brought brownies.
We're just missing the whole layout for the, what was it? The, what do they call it? A Downton Abbey.
Oh, yeah.
A formal dinner. Wear shoes this time.
Right. Well, we're wearing shoes. We need the glasses and the wine.
And a housekeeper. And to clean up after us.
Four amazing chandeliers that probably cost as much as like a car.
Right? They kept showing
that every lots of close-up shots of. Mm-hmm. Well, you guys, we are, of course, going to be back next week breaking down the second episode of Total Bellas. In the meantime, where can everybody hit y'all up at? Megan?
Guys, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Check out my awesome pictures from today meeting the Bellas. It was the best day ever. It's all at Megan Stecher. It's MEGANSTECHER.
Love it. I'm Jennifer Leone, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jennifer Leone TV.
Jimbo Frankie. You can follow me on Twitter at Jimbo in the Booth. Buy my Young Bucks Too Sweet Journey documentary at highspots.com. If you like this show, you like seeing behind wrestling and what really happens behind the curtains and families and dramas, this documentary covers all that and then some. You'll enjoy it, for sure.
And you can also find Jimbo and I on AfterBuzz TV's X-Pac 12360 with Sean X-Pac Waltman. If this whole Total Bellas thing is getting you interested about wrestling, tune into that show because you'll learn a lot. You'll love it. And, follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Christy Reports. Download the Fight TV app and check me out on Paragon Pro Wrestling. On that note, we will see you all next week for more Total Bellas. On behalf of Megan Stecher, Jennifer Leone, Jimbo Slice, and myself, have a great week and do not forget to bellabrate!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.